Welcome to the audio version of Wentworth Miller's Legal Essay Exam Writing System, LEEWS, LEWS for short. My name is Wentworth Miller. I'm pleased to be your instructor. I develop the program and conduct most live sessions. If you want to know more about my background, see pages 1 to 4 of your accompanying text, The Legal Essay Exam Writing Primer, Primer for short. I'm not concerned that you share the program with a friend or resell it secondhand. However, the program and primer are protected by federal copyright laws. Do not reproduce or instruct with the materials or otherwise use them for profit without the express written consent of Wentworth Miller and Lewes. In particular, attempts to override encrypted protections of the CD version may result in damage to your program. The audio program isn't a mere recording of one of our live one-day programs. It was scripted and independently recorded in a sound studio. So the audio should be clear and personal throughout. It should feel like one-on-one instruction. The 30 accompanying diagrams correspond to what's put on a blackboard or flip chart during a live program. Frequently during a live program, students are referred to a diagram or a page in the primer, or they perform exercises. When such breaks in instruction occur, you'll hear stop, a brief pause, continue. This should enable you to pause the recording and resume without losing your place. If you don't already know, you should be able to slowly reverse and forward your CD by firmly pressing and holding down the button or key for that purpose on your player or computer. Merely touching such button or key, however, will sometimes skip to the next or last stop or track, much like a music CD. To assist you in locating information and in order to avoid going too much farther, forward, or backward than you may want, throughout the program we have laid tracks or stops at 5 to 10 minute intervals, usually where a stop continue occurs. If you haven't done so, take a few moments to read the introduction sheet and inventory your program contents. Flip through the book and diagrams. Contact us immediately for replacement should pages be missing or any disk blank or defective. Stop. Continue. Also, follow the before lose, during lose, after lose instructions on the bookmark that accompanies the program. Indeed, here's your first exercise. If you've never taken any sort of law essay type exam, as instructed by the bookmark, number 1 under before lose, take 10 minutes or so and write out a discussion of 2 or 3 issues prompted by the first paragraph only of the torts essay on page 90 of the primer. That's page 90, only the first 2.5 lines. If you have no idea how to proceed, follow the so-called IRAC, IRAC format that's taught in most law schools, issue, rule, analysis, conclusion. The law you need for the exercise follows on pages 91 to 92. By the way, if you don't know, a tort is a wrongful act that results in injury or damage to another, and for which an action or lawsuit may be brought. Stop. Continue. How did the issue spotting and analysis go on page 90? Did you experience some confusion as to how to proceed, how to begin your first paragraph? You did write more than one paragraph, didn't you? As we go forward, refer to diagrams only when instructed. Make a sincere effort to work through exercises on your own before the suggested response is given. Naturally, you can take as much time as you want. However, many exercises are time for a purpose. Try to heed time limits. The program can be divided roughly into 4 segments: introduction to law school exams, especially the hypothetical type essay exam, issue identification system, analysis, written presentation. Instruction on additional relevant matters, such as course outlining and abbreviated case briefing, will be interspersed within the 4 segments. It's unnecessary, probably impossible, to complete this program in one sitting or one day. Because it's more carefully articulated, more orientation to diagrams is required, and you'll take longer to perform exercises and refer to diagrams, the audio program is longer than the live program. You should probably plan on several 2 to 3 hour sessions. Well over 20 years ago, as a young attorney, I got involved in a program sponsored by the Bar Association of New York City, tutoring law graduates preparing for the New York Bar on essay examsmanship. I didn't have particular techniques of my own. I familiarized myself with what I now call the standard advice or conventional wisdom on the subject. In time, you'll likely come across much of this advice. It's been around for decades. The gist of conventional wisdom is summarized on pages 17 to 18 of the primer. At its core is the aforementioned acronym IRAC, as in IRAC the exam or follow IRAC. The letters IRAC stand for issue, as in state the issue, rule of law, as in state the applicable legal precept, analysis or application, as in analyze the application of rule to facts, and conclusion, as in state a conclusion. Many law professors and law students refer to IRAC as a system or method. Beyond briefing, going to class, and knowing the law, IRAC is said to be all you need to do well on law exams. However, you'll come to appreciate that IRAC, like other conventional exam writing advice, is merely helpful. It gives you the what to do, but not the how. In truth, IRAC barely scratches the surface of the problem. IRAC and conventional wisdom didn't do much for the students I was tutoring, and they were law school graduates. Confronted with the next essay exam, they were still confused about how exactly to proceed. After wrestling with the problem several years, largely as a result of insights gained while simultaneously practicing law, I discovered a denominator common not just to all law exams, but to all legal problem solving. Every case, every memo or brief, every trial, every client interview, all aspects of the lawyering process can be understood in terms of this denominator. Former students tell me that years into practice, they are employing the approach they learned from Lewes. From that breakthrough insight, I went on to develop the approach and techniques you'll be introduced to. Well over two decades later, tested, polished, refined through interactions with many tens of thousands of law students from every law school in the country, applied successfully to countless exams given by countless law professors, there's no question but that Lewes works extremely well. How well? Put it this way, students who were getting C's suddenly get not just B's, but A's. Lewes grads routinely make law review, the top 10% of law school classes. More and more law professors are Lewes grads. The only question is how well you get hold of the instruction here. Some will grasp concepts faster than others. However, with practice, anyone of reasonable intelligence can acquire and effectively implement the Lewes system and techniques. As I say to students in the live program, thinking and performing like a lawyer on law essay exams isn't easy, but it isn't rocket science either. If you're able to find your way to the hotel room in which we typically conduct a live program, then you're capable of lawyer-like analysis and presentation on exams. At the outset, and because you may not yet be in law school, I'll assume complete ignorance of the law school exam process. Therefore, if you've been in law school a few weeks or a semester or 2 years, or you're a law graduate wanting to improve your essay writing skills for the bar, some portions of the early going may seem needlessly elementary. However, I want to build block by block on a solid foundation of understanding. Therefore, bear with the Law School 101 aspects. We'll move soon enough into territory that even experienced law professors find new and revealing. Assuming you follow the four Lewes instructions on the bookmark, you needn't pause at this point. If not, follow those instructions now. Stop,